Hey, y'all, welcome to another episode of What's Cooking with Paula Deen. And, you know, I'm sitting here with a smile on my face because the recipe that I want to talk about today, I served it to a guy that I had so much fun with. I asked if he wanted to come do a cooking show with me because I found out that he lives like Hilton Head or somewhere very, very close. So his name was Tom Berenger, and I'm sure y'all know who I'm talking about. He really made his mark in some older movies that were huge hits. And what were the name of the movies, Clifford? The Big Chill. The Big Chill, yeah. And another one, what did he do that was so, I can't remember. Yeah, the Vietnam movie. What in the world? I can't remember, y'all. But y'all will recognize Tom because I want to show y'all a little clip from that show. I had such a good time with him. He's a character. So I decided to cook Tom a steak. In fact, I cooked him a flank steak. So I want to just share with y'all how I did it. Now, I've started with like a 3 to 5 pound flank steak, and I salt and peppered it, and I just put it on a plate and put it in the refrigerator for about an hour for it to sit and give it time to soak up all those seasonings. And you can cook this on like a grill pan inside, or you can cook it over charcoal outside on your grill. You'll want to cook it. Total time will probably be about 10 minutes for a medium rare steak. And if you're going to do it on a griddle pan, you'll want to sear it and then rotate your steak one time so that it has like the crisscross patterns on the steak, like you have when you go to a fancy restaurant. It has those grill strips on it. So like I said, about 10 minutes total cooking time, maybe 5 minutes per side. And you'll want to do the same thing when you flip it over and sear the other side of that steak. You'll want to rotate it. So on the back, you'll have those grill marks on it. Like I said, a total of 10 minutes for medium rare. So what makes this steak so incredibly good is the brown butter sauce that we're going to pour on top of it after it's set for 10 minutes and we have it plattered up and sliced on the bias. Flank steak can be a little tougher, so you'll want to make sure that you slice it against the grain. But in the meantime, we have going to prepare our brown garlic butter by melting a stick of butter, 6 cloves of diced garlic together. And we're going to cook that on low, very slow, until your garlic and your butter has turned to a nice golden brown. After we have come to that light golden brown color, we're going to add in 1/2 cup of fresh chopped parsley. And we're going to pour this over our sliced flank steak, and you would think that you're enjoying filet mignon. This steak is so delicious, and you know what? It's not nearly as expensive as that filet mignon. The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300. I'm getting so close to feeding you. So I don't know if I talked about this or not. Tom said he thinks I did, but Tom and I have a mutual friend. His name is Phil, and he made the introduction to Tom and me, and I'm so thankful that he did because, you know, I have so many acquaintances, Tom, but I've always, since I've been living in Savannah, all I've done is work. So, you know, making friends has kind of been...
Yeah. I get shelved a little sometimes.
Yes,
yeah.
And I miss that because I think friends are one of the most important parts of one's life. You know, you can pick your friends.
Yeah, and it's sort of like, my son asked me once, he goes, what is it like? What do you think? I go, nobody ever asked me that, but I said, sometimes lonely. He goes, lonely? I went, I go, think about it. If you're a band, you're with these guys all the time. So you almost go crazy.
Yeah.
You know, like a family. Yeah. But I said, but we could go 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years, 12 years without seeing each other again, or never again, for that matter. Yeah. Yeah. So I go, it's not what you think.
Yeah. I'm going to just flip this away. Because, you know, the center part of your grill, Tom, there's really no light on that center. Now, how do you eat your meat? I forgot to ask you.
Medium rare.
Yes. If you'd have said, well done, I'd had to come over there and give you the old boot.
My mother would do that. And take her out to dinner, and she goes, I want it well done. And she'd go, burnt. I'm going, oh.
You know, I tell people if they're going to do that to a good steak, just have a hamburger.
I know.
Have a hamburger.
But I would cringe.
I know.
And if it was a French chef, they'd probably come out and throw it at you.
Oh, yeah. They would. They would.
They'd refuse for ketchup. They would refuse. Yeah, they would refuse
go ahead and ask a French chef for ketchup and they will ask you to leave.
Qu'est-ce que c'est? You need to leave it on a little longer?
Yeah, I think I might.
Okay.
And I'm going to go ahead and see what this is doing. Okay.
Nice.
Yep, that looks pretty good.
That little red color, that's beautiful.
Yeah, you want to taste that little piece that I just cut. And tell me what you think.
Mmm.
Is it good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
You think I ought to take this up?
Yes, I think so.
I'll kind of put it to the side like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, honey, we got it together.
Oh, it's perfect. See, you got the red center?
Yeah. Mm. Am I cutting it enough on the bias, do you think?
Oh, yeah.
On a tougher piece of meat, y'all, you want to cut it against the grain. Because if I cut it this away, the way it looks like you'd like to cut it, because it's got those lines... It would be so tough that you couldn't eat it with George Washington's wooden teeth. So, that's why we're doing it this way. And I think that looks slap kadab perfect. In fact, I'm gonna take this other one and get it off the grill and put it right there. Well, let me tell you what I got to go on top of this. I got a brown butter sauce. Just butter and garlic.
More butter.
More butter. More butter. Kind of had to remelt it, but here we go. Look at
this. A little parsley in there?
Yeah. Yep, a little parsley. It's butter, garlic, and that's it.
Mm.
Gosh, my eyes are watering. My mouth's watering and my nose is running. Well, why don't we bring Laura in? We've been talking about her. We've been talking about her, and nobody has met her yet.
Does she even exist?
Was it nice or bad?
Hey,
what was he saying about me?
I was saying
how beautiful you are.
Did he tell you this was our first date meal?
Oh, it didn't.
No.
Yes.
Men never remember, do they?
Our first,
no.
Yeah,
thank
our
you.
First date.
We didn't know it was a date.
Oh, you did.
It was kind of a blind
date. I was going to say, so y'all was set up.
So that's why it's his favorite meal,
friend,
right?
This police captain.
It was his lucky day.
It was, yes. And and so...
Did y'all realize it's
over in Hilton Head, the house of these friends of ours. He's Brazilian and she's Belgian.
Mm-hmm.
And and she says, you can come over. She says, we'll do Carlos's famous Trotsky. I go, I love that. It's perfect. It's great. I love that. Yeah.
No.
So that's what we had.
All right. Now I want y'all to fix your plates. Now y'all come over here and get your stuff.
All right.
These Brussels sprouts are so good. Isn't that funny? Gus has been so good today.
He's been so good.
And then as soon as we got the steak ready, guess who shows up?
Yeah.
Sit, buddy.
He wants that protein.
I put my ginger on a bed.
I just want steak, my mama. Yeah. Well, honey, that's the littlest plate I've ever seen.
Like I said, later, darling.
Yeah,
that's
she's
all right.
She's so delicate.
I'm not a light eater.
You are.
Oh, no. I'm a heavy eater. I can eat like a man.
Well, but I heard you can do tricks like a man, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yep. As far as playing, what is that sport?
Oh, racquetball. I told you about my racquetball.
Thank you, Lord, for what we're about to receive.
And thank you, Paula, for cooking it up.
Oh, no, thank y'all for coming. Now, that looks like, Laura, that piece might look like it has a
little
layer of gristle. You might want to get you another piece.
We eat that.
Let's
we eat the gristle in our house.
I like y'all.
We like gristle.
Oh, no. It's so tender.
Did you get one of these?
Is it?
Yeah.
It is it is tender for a tough piece of meat.
Right? I mean, it is.
Yeah.
That's probably the only cut of meat I've never cooked.
I don't cook them often.
Ooh, these are great. Mm.
Like I said.
And that looks amazing, and it tastes amazing, and it didn't seem that hard.
Mm. And the brown butter is what makes it long. Mm-hmm. Nothing but butter, garlic, and parsley.
Did you put butter on it before you even put it on there?
No, I put my house seasoning. You know, I have this seasoning that we call a house seasoning, because it goes on everything in the restaurant, except our desserts and our biscuits and hoe cakes.
Is that this? Can I have a little?
That's garlic. That's straight.
Oh my gosh.
That's straight garlic.
Mm.
Don't get close to anybody now the rest of the
day. Well, I'm Italian. I smell like garlic all the time anyway.
Oh, I bet.
Who's garlic?
Look at this.
Oh. You're talking about a real sport. I knew that I was going to like these two. Tom brought his Emmy. Is that an Emmy?
That's Emmy.
Oscar.
Mm-hmm. Emmy.
Emmy.
Emmy. So naturally, you know, I'm competitive. I couldn't let him get away with that, so I had to pull out my Emmy. Well, I can't thank y'all enough. And
thank you for having us.
I hope y'all enjoyed our visit today.
Oh, we loved it. It was great.
With Tom and Laura. It's been so much fun. It's amazing how much you can learn about a person in just 30 minutes. But somehow I knew that we were going to get along and like each other a whole bunch. So I hope y'all enjoyed our visit as much as I enjoyed my visit with them. And you know, until next time, y'all, I always, always send you love and best dishes.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.